Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When Boston's Colonial Theater opened in 1900, performers such as Ethel Merman, Fred Astaire, Vivian Leigh, Noel Coward, and Katharine Hepburn all took the stage there. It was long seen as a testing ground for Broadway shows before they went to New York. But faced with millions of dollars in renovations and maintenance, the Colonial closed its doors in September of 2015. Now, there's a new deal to reopen the theater. Emerson College still owns the Colonial, but it's got a new operator, the Ambassador Theater Group, a UK-based theater company that runs more than 40 theater venues around the world. Here's Emerson President Lee Pelton talking about the deal today.
This is a unique and game-changing relation for us and for ATG. So it provides our students with an unparalleled access to world-class theater.
Well, joining us now with more is Jeremy Goodwin. He's contributor to WBUR's The Artery. He's also a member of the Boston Theater Critics Association. Jeremy, it's great to have you back.
Good afternoon.
So we talked a little bit about the Colonial's earliest days here, but remind us, what was the importance of the theater to Boston's theater scene just before it closed?
Sure. Yeah, to understand the stakes here, you really have to understand the importance of the Colonial to Boston theater history and really to American theater history. And you went through some of those greatest hits. It opened in 1900. With a production of Ben-Hur that famously had eight horses on stage. It kind of went on from there.
Okay.
But they don't make them like that anymore is the kind of impression you get when you go there. It's a palace of theater. There's some 5,000 square feet of gold leaf. There's intricate murals. Katharine Hepburn famously loved the working fireplace in the ladies' lounge. The fireplace wasn't on the last time I was there, but this is the kind of place where, you know, the ladies' room is much nicer than my apartment.
Yeah.
You know, it's a palace. It's a palace of theater.
So yeah, it was a jewel. It was really a jewel of the theater scene in its day. But tell us about this new deal then. So the Ambassador Theater Group, right? UK based, operates 40 venues around the country. What are they likely to bring to the Colonial as its new operator?
They are a growing player with a growing footprint in the United States. As you mentioned, most of their holdings are in the UK. Just in the past 2 years or so, they've acquired two Broadway houses, five other theaters around the United States, and they are looking to be big players. They just announced last month that they won a bidding war to bring the Harry Potter musical to Broadway in one of their venues when it migrates over from the West End next year. This spring, they'll have Sunday in the Park with George with Jake Gyllenhaal, one of the big attractions of the season at one of their theaters. So they're really looking to make a splash.
Okay, so let me ask you about that, though. A Broadway-type splash is one thing. Definitely can fill the seats, sell tickets. But what might that mean? Do they want to do that here at the Colonial in Boston? And what would that mean for the local theaters?
Well, what they can do is build a pipeline of talent and send it here because they are known to invest in shows in the West End and in Broadway, but also in touring productions. They, for instance, are one of the major producers of Jersey Boys, which was brought to Boston just a few months ago by another commercial presenter in the city, Broadway in Boston. So what they can do is actually develop shows and then send them on the road to their venues, mm-hmm. including Boston.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little bit about the circumstances which led to the Colonial closing in September 2015. The Boston Globe back then had an article in which they wrote that, quote, with an abundance of other downtown venues, including the Boston Opera House, City Wang Theater, City Schubert, not to mention the Calderwood Pavilion at the Boston Center for the Arts in the South End. Basically, they're listing all those names. And then they asked the question, does Boston have more larger theater spaces than it needs? That question still sort of looms over the Colonial, doesn't it?
Yeah, Boston was starting to have that conversation about how many houses, how many seats can it really support in the current market? And then Boston University said they wanted to sell the BU Theater where the Huntington Theater Company operates. Emerson said, we're not really sure what we're going to do with the Colonial. Suddenly everyone stood up and said, well, not these two theaters. Let us keep these ones. Don't take these away. But the questions still remain. The conversation lately has been less about building these great palaces of theater and dealing with the needs of the smaller groups in the city, whether they be theater companies or dance companies. And the conversation lately has been more about the difficulty they have finding space in the city to perform and to rehearse. So are the Colonial theaters and the Wang theaters of the world really serving the needs of today's market? It's an open question. Mm.
Well, I'm still thinking about what you said about Katharine Hepburn and the fireplace yeah. in the ladies' lounge. I mean, do you think that Boston could once again be known as a pre-Broadway city now that, you know, this venue is opening again? Yeah.
That's a model that a lot of people have a lot of nostalgia for, and they love to tell stories about Stephen Sondheim bringing the first productions of Follies to Boston. If I can squeeze in a story about Rodgers and Hammerstein, they had a musical themed in the West called "Away We Go" that they were premiering at Boston before bringing to Broadway, and they realized they needed a new number for the show, and they assembled the cast on the stairs of the lobby and taught them a new song. It was called "Oklahoma." It caught on. They named the show after it, and they played it that night. They performed it that night after learning it in the lobby of the Colonial Theater. So these are these great stories. But is the Ambassador Theater Group coming in going to revive that model? No, I don't think so. But if they are bringing high-profile shows to Boston, making a go of it over the course of this 40-year lease and investing millions of dollars in infrastructure improvements as they are, that's good for everyone in Boston, I think.
One last question in the couple seconds that we have. We heard Emerson President Lee Pelton in that piece of tape at the top of our conversation. I mean, do you agree with him? Is this going to provide some opportunities for students at Emerson?
Sure. If you're a theater goer in Boston, if you're a student in Emerson, I think this is a day where you're breathing a sigh of relief. A, this theater is going to remain. That wasn't at all clear. It has been dark for over a year. It had been dark for a year previous to the last run of shows before that. So it's been flickering on and off. Here's a company coming in saying Emerson has committed $1 million to get it up to shape before Ambassador gets here. Then the Ambassador Group is going to spend $1 million and then maintain a maintenance fund of about another $10 million over the course of their 40-year lease. So people are making an investment here. They're putting stakes down. And if that venue is a going concern and has shows happening in Boston, I think that's good for everybody.
Well, Jeremy Goodwin is a contributor to WBUR's The Artery. He's also a member of the Boston Theater Critics Association. Really great to talk with you, Jeremy. Thanks so much.
And if they can bring 8 horses on stage for the next production, that'd be fun, too.
Let's see if we can put even one horse into our Radio Boston studio.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeremy.